Hi, Jess. If you're on, I'm just confirming we don't have quorum yet, right? I only see four of us.
That's correct. We do not have quorum yet.
Yeah, okay. For those of you who are just jumping on, we are waiting for quorum in order to get started here. It is 4:33, but we're going to wait a few more minutes.
There we go, Shane. We have quorum now.
All right, I see that. Thank you. All right, welcome everyone. We're going to go ahead and get started. It is our July 30th, 2025 edition of UDC. Jess, if you could please note the roll. One thing I will make note of this evening, and you may have seen or received an email about, is that we do have a couple of absences this evening that were not planned. So we anticipate that we may lose quorum at 5 o'clock this evening. So we're going to try to get through the meeting as far as we can by 5 o'clock, but just a heads up, that is the situation. First order of business here would be approval of previous meeting minutes. Do we have a motion for approval of the July 16th meeting minutes? A motion by Anina. Do we have a second to that motion? Second by Aldermayor. Okay. If there are no other hands or no other discussion, then by unanimous consent, the previous meeting minutes are approved. Next up, agenda item number one is general public comment, which I do not have any general public comment registrants. So with that, I will move us to Julie, if you could give us instructions for our virtual meeting.
Certainly. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our virtual meeting. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. For commission members, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. For members of the public and applicant teams who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration, and you will remain muted until called upon. There is a 3-minute speaker time limit for individual speakers and a 10-minute time limit for development teams. Staff will let you know when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. You will remain muted until the chair calls on you to answer a question. If you need to share documentation with the commission, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn your video on, it will be turned off. Chair, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you, Julie. And we're going to kick it right to Jessica for an agenda overview.
Sure, yeah. Thank you, Chair, and good evening, everyone. This evening's agenda is fairly light, with only 3 items, which includes one public hearing item number 2, 3357 through 3375 East Washington Avenue and 922 through 930 North Fair Oaks Avenue. This is a new mixed-use building in Urban Design District number 5. The UDC is an approving body on this request. There's also one item of unfinished business, item number 3, 3357 through 3375 University Avenue, and 733 through 737 North Meadow Lane. This is also a mixed-use development, but in Urban Design District number 6. For which the UDC is an approving body. This item is returning to us for final approval. And I just wanted to note here that the UDC's purview is limited to the continued evaluation of whether the conditions of approval from our initial approval action have been met. Staff has also recommended this item as a potential consent agenda item. And last but certainly not least, there is one informational presentation, item number 4. This is 2150 Commercial Avenue through 2231 and 2235 Myrtle Street, a new mixed-use development in Urban Design District 4. The UDC will be an approving body on this item when a formal application comes forward. So with that, I'll hand it back over to you, Chair, to kick things off.
Okay, thank you, Jessica. Before I ask for maybe some action on the consent agenda potential item, do we have any disclosures or recusals this evening, Rafiq?
Items 3 and 4, I need to recuse myself from.
Okay, thanks, Rafiq. And then do we have any motions for potential consent agenda items, of which Jessica just mentioned agenda item number 3 as a potential consent agenda item? All right. I'm seeing no hands, so no motions. Rafiq?
Am I allowed to do that?
No. I appreciate the try, but no, not for if you were wishing to move number 3 to the consent agenda. David. You're muted, David.
Just trying to find everything here. All right. So again, I think I was thinking about something else, and she was talking about that one for the consent agenda. Jessica, what were the reasons for this to go to consent agenda again? Apologies.
So based on my review of the plans and the conditions of approval, I believe that the applicant has addressed all of the conditions. Again, it's just a recommendation. That was my general thought. If the commission does not agree, we can certainly discuss the item.
Nope, I'm good with that. Actually, I'll make that motion as well to move to consent agenda.
Okay, thanks, David. Do we have a second to that motion? Anina, that's a second. Okay, thank you. All right, Rafiq, because you would recuse yourself from that item, I think we're going to take a vote here, but I would ask that you abstain from the vote. And as such, I think we need three. Just as a heads up for everyone, we would need three to vote in favor or against in order to pass. So we'll take a roll call vote here. All those in favor of moving agenda item number 3535 through 3553 University Avenue to the consent agenda, please signify by raising your hand. Okay, so that passes with the chair not voting, Rafiq abstaining, and then three hands in favor. Thank you, everyone. Okay, that then moves us on to our public hearing items. So that will begin with agenda item number 2, 3357 through 3375 East Washington Avenue, plus 922 through 930 North Fair Oaks Avenue. Julie, if you could let us know who is registered to speak, we will then pull it up on our screen and get started.
We have Matthew Tills registered to speak and registered in support, available to answer questions. We have Travis Bochald, Chris Dawson, and Kevin Burrow.
Thank you, Julie. And applicant team, you are ready to present.
Okay, can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. I'll be brief on this because I know we're tight on time. This is the final presentation that we're bringing to you from a scheme that we presented to informational probably about 2 months ago. You can go to the next slide. Slides rotated here, but what the principal changes from the overall scope and the project here is in the interim between when we previously presented this, the owner group was able to acquire two more additional parcels, which are the two 3357 and 3359 that are in kind of pulled into the center of the block there, which really enabled much better circulation and some grading optimizations for the project. Next slide, please. Some context photos. These are very similar. Again, just as a reference here, this is all single-story commercial space and some single residences along the North Fair Oaks side there for context. This is really kind of kitty corner from our the Rise building that is going up on the other side of the intersection. Next slide, please. I don't know if it's possible to rotate these.
Sorry, Matt, just to interject here, it is rotated on my screen too. I don't know if we're able to rotate the presentation 90 degrees clockwise.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is the way the presentation came.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you. So this is the overall colored site plan here. The main changes that you'll see that are the updates is the addition of we were able to add one more building to the site, which is what you see on the side of the lower left-hand corner there. That is a two-story townhouse complex building there, six additional units there that each have individual garages. We also lengthened the western leg of the building by about 24 feet. So that allowed for a total additional unit count on the site to increase by 24 units. So now we're sitting right at around or at 177 dwelling units for the project. A couple of the other modifications here, the parking count increased accordingly as we were able to increase the underground parking. And as I mentioned earlier, there are single car garages for those townhouses. The parking and the circulation through the site overall was improved. We were able to add just a handful of additional stalls there. The roof plaza, which is in the center of the building, was enlarged to accommodate some additional features. We've got a dog run that was added to the site, and that's kind of in the south sort of corner. And then just of note, we did add walk-up entrances along North Fair Oaks, which were that was one of the requests, both by the neighborhood but also by the UDC in the last meeting that we had there. And I'll come back to that just really quickly after this. Landscape screening was then also increased along the southeast corner, yes, right where your hand is. So, go to the next slide, please. This is just for reference for the landscape plan. Next slide. Floor plans are very similar in terms of the unit mix. Again, I said, as we mentioned, it's a combination of one, two, and three bedroom units. Of note here is that we've also increased the commercial space on the top right-hand corner. That was another request, both by the Neighborhood Association, I think, as well as the UDC in the previous meeting, and we're doing our best to accommodate that, and we feel like this is going to be a very viable space for commercial along that corner that really sort of abuts the bus rapid transit area. Next slide, please. The architecture is very similar to where we were previously, which was fairly well received. So we've not made any significant changes to the material palette. We have just carried that palette through to the two townhouse buildings as well. Next slide, please. And one more slide, please. So these are the townhouse buildings. We feel like that it's really sort of tying in with the modern aesthetic of the building number one. This is a really nice transition also for the neighbors that are all sort of abutting this in the back on the back side of their properties. So this will be accessed purely from the interior, but as you can see, each unit has its own individual entrance and individual garages. Next slide, please. These are the renderings that we've pulled together. Again, material palette very similar to what was presented previously. We've enhanced the landscaping, and that is all included in the packet there as well. Next slide. Here is the primary street corner abutting that the intersection. Where you're standing in this view is approximately where that bus rapid transit location would be. And that is commercial space right there on the corner, sort of a double height space with an outdoor seating area or an outdoor area that could be populated and used for that commercial space. Next slide, please. This is the view along North Fair Oaks. As you can see, we've added the walk-up units along this side. And one thing I'd like to note, and one sort of request that we have is following the submittal of this, as we've been going through some further development on the project, we have noted that the Footings and foundations for those stairs, as shown, are going to be somewhat challenging because they are within the setback. So we would, for the two closest walk-ups that you see here, which are probably the highest grade change, we would be requesting that the UDC would consider allowing us to remove those two if they are determined to be infeasible due to some structural and foundation concerns that we've got for those. And I would just ask that that might be added to the conditions of approval if that is considered this evening. Next slide, please. Here is the entrance off of North Fair Oaks. As you can see through the circulation path that we've got shown on the site plan, there is a connection through on both sides, so site would be accessible via both East Washington as well as North Fair Oaks. Next slide, please. And moving further into the site, the privacy fence that would be included has been turned off in this view just for visibility. But on the sort of the left, the lower left side there, we would be including a wood privacy fence that would be screening the neighbor that's immediately to the south. And that was something that we had talked about both with the neighbors as well as with the UDC, I believe, in the previous discussion. But in the background, you can see the townhouse structure and its relationship to the principal structure. To the right is the revised garage entrance, which is we feel is a little more discreet than it was previously and feels a little bit more integrated into the overall landscaping. Next slide, please. Here would be the front view of those proposed townhouses. Next slide. And this is just sort of an aerial view here again to kind of show the relationship between the two buildings. This would be, looking at it from outside of our property, looking toward the west. Excuse me, looking toward the east. The east. Next slide. Here's an example of the color palette. We are retaining the pops of color and on those vertical features that would really be continued and repeated through around the whole perimeter. Next slide. Think that's the last. Yep, and that's my final slide here. Just wanted to kind of hold on this one. I kind of raced through that, but I know we're in the essence of time. So if certainly willing to kind of elaborate more as needed. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Matt. Do we have any questions for the applicant or for staff? Okay, I don't see any hands raised. David.
Thank you. Just a, I guess, brief for staff. We have to ask. Jessica, from the presentation relative to, I think, your review, how do you feel as far as some of your requirements being met?
So there's, I did identify a number of things in the staff report. The intent is to get you guys talking about those very same things, because staff is uncertain whether or not what we're seeing on the screen today is consistent with the Urban Design District guidelines and requirements related to building design, composition, and massing, as well as some of the commission's previous comments. I think materials are also part of that conversation, adding clarity with regard to wall packs, and then also guidelines and requirements that specifically speak to landscaping and screening and providing adequate transitions to the development as you move along North Fair Oaks Avenue. Ultimately, I like to use the staff report as more of kind of like that conversation starter, but those items that are identified in the staff report are the key issues for me when I was reviewing the building design and materials and composition and site plan and landscaping.
Thanks. Just wondering if maybe any updates as you're watching this tonight. That's all. I appreciate that. So I do have questions for the applicant then. One of those is based on screening. I think along the East Washington side, at the transition between the adjacent property and I think it's a drive and parking, I was wondering if there's any possibility for some soft screening in there, because I think that's a pretty, based on traffic flow, that's a pretty prominent elevation and approach to the site.
Yeah, as soon as that pops up here. Maybe go back one slide further. There you go. That's probably a little easier to read. So the question is on the East Washington side.
Correct. West of the 12 parking stalls, between that and the neighbor's yard, so to speak.
So that area, and you can see it's attached right now, that we have not included that as a as parking. We are that is pending. Currently, that is a an access easement that is shared between this property and the property that's to the west. So we are discussing with that. We will be discussing with that property owner how to best, I guess, to integrate this revised entrance with that, existing easement there. We have not, so we're not proposing any. The intention there is that there would be the possibility of some additional parking or with widening of that access. So I guess I would say that, we are clearly right up against the property line where we have our access point there. So the opportunity for screening is not currently an option, but that would certainly be something that we would include in that conversation as we go forward with that adjacent property owner, as we look at that as potentially some additional parking or widening of that access point.
I had my druthers, and you got to work in that area. I'd rather see the access point widened a little bit for circulation if it's a two-way, and use the rest for screening, just to
Okay.
the back end of cars from being your first site to your properties. You're coming from down, from the capital area, heading east. Because, yeah.
Sorry, David, and sorry all. I have to jump in here because I believe we do have a hard cap here at 5 o'clock for commissioners who have to leave, and therefore we're going to lose quorum. Jessica, just to confirm, that is still the case here this evening, right?
That is my understanding, is that Commissioner Assad has a hard stop at 5 o'clock.
Okay, so I've never actually been in this position before, but I think unfortunately we actually need to make a motion to adjourn the meeting, which is very unfortunate. And I do apologize, Matt, to you and your team for having to cut you off in the middle here and
Well,
for
I
the
think,
rest.
just from a process perspective, Shane, the chair has the ability to call to order and to adjourn meetings without having any motions, but we
Oh,
do need
okay.
a motion of the body to refer this item, or to continue it to our next regular meeting.
Okay. Make that motion to refer, continue whatever the proper language is, based on tonight's circumstances for to our next meetings. And Jessica, should we include agenda item number 4 in that as well, too, then?
Yes.
So, David, that includes item 2 and 4 here.
Yes,
Okay.
absolutely.
Okay, so I see hands. Nina, is that a second or is that a question?
I was honestly at the second, but I would love to say that it's such a stunning project. I'm extremely impressed by it. Good job with the update. Sorry, yeah, that's all. And yet a second as well.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'm going to lower the hands. All in favor of that motion to refer items number 2 and 4 to what is the date again? August
13th.
Thirteenth.
August 13th. Okay. Looks like that motion passes. Okay, thank you everyone, and again I'm sorry that we have to cut out earlier this evening. I know that is not ideal for many of the applicants here. But I think we do at this time have to adjourn, and if there's no other hands or comments, I think by unanimous consent, we are adjourned. All right. See you next time, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.